Hi there. The word for you today is God disciplining you? In Hebrews 12, verse 6, the New Living Translation, we read, "The Lord disciplines those he loves." Let me read that to you a bit more fully. Don't make light of the Lord's discipline, and don't give up when he corrects you, for the Lord disciplines those he loves. God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really children at all. Since we respect our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in his holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. And that's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 11. So here's the question. Is God disciplining you today? If he is, then let me say three things. Number one, rejoice. It means that you're truly his child and that he has plans for your life. Isn't that good? And number two, repent. If you do, the season of your discipline will be shortened. And number three, recognize that God's discipline is for your good and not to harm you. After he disobeyed her, a little boy's mother said to him, "I'm spanking you because I love you." In tears, he replied, "I wish I was big enough to return your love." You smile, but the truth is, don't resent God's discipline and don't resist it. Recognize that it's for your good. Okay? And one more thought. Don't allow some well-meaning person to rescue you from God's dealings. God's goal for you in discipline is this, quote, "that we might share in his holiness."